Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
But first to another story, because dance teachers will hold a silent protest outside the Dáil tomorrow afternoon, calling for classes to resume under current COVID-19 restrictions, because under Level 3, dance classes can't go ahead, but with gyms and gymnastic clubs allowed to reopen for individual training, the dance industry say the government are treating them simply unfairly, they say. For more on this story, our reporter Della Kilroy has been speaking to young dancers, performers and athletes today, and she joins me now. Della, remind us of the current guidelines for dance and performance classes, if you would.
Well, Cormac, under Level 3 restrictions, the government is only allowing individual training indoors, with non-contact training in pods of up to 15 allowed outdoors. So for hundreds of studios across the country, they remain closed. And for classes based in Dublin, they haven't been allowed open since Level 3 was brought back into force in September. Now, just yesterday, following clarification from the government, gymnastics clubs will now reopen indoors for individual training. But this has drawn criticism from the dance industry, who's accused the government of treating them unfairly. A bone of contention here with dance teachers is that they consider themselves to be training students individually, so they feel the performing arts are really being left behind.
Yeah, and we're going to hear more from on that dance protest in just a moment, but I must say I really feel for young people in all of this, and you've been speaking to an awful lot of them today, missing their usual lessons.
That's right. For 15-year-old best friends Dara and Clodagh from North Dublin, they usually attend Billy Barry Stage and Performing Arts School. Both started when they were five, and I met them today.
We used to learn dancing, singing, acting, but like most importantly, we used to learn like manners and like friendships.
Obviously, you know, the main things, the singing, the dancing, the acting. But a lot of it, I learned a lot of life lessons, and it's definitely helped me throughout my life, and I think it's made me a better person.
When you're like upset or anything like that, you just go and you see your friends, and the joy it brings is like unlike anything other.
You know, I never really found something that I was really into, but, you know, dancing is something I'm so passionate about, and I've made probably my best friends in dancing.
How have your classes changed since the start of Level 3 restrictions? Did you get to go back during Level 2?
We got to go back at the very start for, and I think it was open for 4 days. I mean, Zooms are great, they're good, and it's great that we're still dancing and doing our best, but it's just not the same.
At the moment, there's no clear indication as to when you'll be back. How do you feel about that?
To be honest, I'm kind of just upset about it, really, for those 4 days that we are back. It's probably the happiest I've been in so long. I was back with my friends, I was back doing the passion that I loved, and then now it's gone and we don't know when it will be back. And I don't really fully understand why. And, you know, for your passion to be taken away from you that you've been doing all your life, it really was really upsetting for me, and I know for a lot of other people as well.
Yeah, and they're best friends and dancers, Dara and Clodagh from North Dublin. Tell me about this protest tomorrow, Della, because dance teachers will be protesting outside the Dáil, as I say. What can you tell us about their campaign?
So a collective of dance and performing arts teachers are holding this socially distant, what they're calling a silent protest tomorrow. And last month, a group of dance instructors formed the Let Our Children Dance campaign, calling for indoor dance classes to be allowed to proceed at Level 3. Now, the Oireachtas Committee on Arts and Culture is also seeking clarity around these restrictions. Lisa Watson runs Watson Twin Academy with her sister. They teach all genres of dance, and they've been involved in the campaign.
It's been extremely difficult trying to keep all the kids engaged. You know, we have been able to be online, and, you know, Zoom was great for the first couple of months. It was a novelty. But now, I think 9 months later, I think everybody's just missing. The kids are missing being back in the studio. We're missing. It's our livelihood. It's my full-time job. It's a lot of dance educators' full-time job. And I think at the moment, we're just kind of just frustrated now that, you know, other sports and stuff like that have been allowed back and dance hasn't been even considered. We've proven and we've invested a lot of money into making our studios and our facilities safe and adhering to all government guidelines. So to not even given the opportunity to open is really, really disappointing.
What impact are you finding that this is having on students?
The whole situation, like, we've noticed the children's confidence dropping. We've noticed kids giving up. We're going to see there's a lot of dancers that want to go to professional shows, want to go to dance colleges, and we're going to see a big drop in numbers from Ireland actually being able to attend these things, like the big shows, Riverdance, Lord of the Dance, and the West End shows. A lot of dancers from Ireland do progress onto those shows.
You're a part of a new Let Our Children Dance campaign, and some teachers will be outside the Dáil tomorrow. What's your message to government?
We just want a level playing field. We're honestly just looking for an answer now as to why we're not allowed, because we haven't been given any answer, or there's no stats or anything like that to say that we're any different from any other sport that's been allowed go. And it is a sport, it is an elite sport. Like, the kids train 4 or 5 times a week, some kids train 6 days a week and have a competition. Hopefully now we'll be able to get some answers after tomorrow.
Cormac, I also spoke to two young dancers who are really missing their dance lessons. Caitlin is 11 and Lisa is 15 and attends ballet classes.
My name is Caitlin Downey. I'm 11 years old and I'm from Dublin. I started dancing when I was maybe 3, and I do Irish dancing, jazz, commercial and acro.
How often did you used to practice?
I dance every day of the week. Well, I used to.
How have your lessons changed since the level 3 restrictions?
Zoom has been like really hard. We still have dancing, but it's not the same because it's online. And I really miss dancing because I really want to go to dance competitions. It's made like a huge difference for me because I still can't see all my friends in dancing, and it like gives you like motivation when all your teachers are like cheering you on when like you get new tricks and stuff like that.
Lisa, you're 15 and you're practicing ballet via Zoom 3 times a week. When did you first start?
I started dancing when I was 4, and it's just one of my favourite things to do. I love doing it. I've been doing it for 11 years now. I like that you can pretend to be someone else. Like, it's a bit like acting.
And how have things changed for you?
I think in the studio for maybe 2 weeks in September, and then it shut down again and we haven't been able to come back since. It's very isolated. I like going to dance because I can talk to all of my friends and it's a bit of fun. But when you're at home, you're kind of just looking at a computer and it's a bit lonely. Now, after school, you just come home and you're by yourself. You're dancing in a little room and you're trying to be quiet for other family members. And it's just very stressful as well. If gyms can be open, you're walking, you're exercising with people you don't know. In a studio, we can limit the numbers and you're in pods. I just don't think it's fair at all that other sports can go back and ballet can't.
Yeah, well spoken. They miss the real deal, don't they, Dalla? Really enthusiastic dancers there, Caitlin and Lisa. Young athletes are missing out in their sports training as well, aren't they? You've been talking to some teenage basketball players.
That's right. So level 3 doesn't allow for indoor team sports. And this week, Basketball Ireland warned the government that its international squads risk being left behind because of these continued suspension of matches. They've requested that local league teams be allowed to return to pod training at level 3 with normal training and games at level 2. Alex Kiernan is 16 and his brother Dean is 14. They're from Dublin's Tala and they're very active in the sport. I met them outside Aina Basketball Club this afternoon. They first told me how rules have changed under level 3.
Well, one is like we can't pass the ball anymore with level 3, but then again it's just annoying because just 50 yards away from the course you just see teams playing GAA and they're allowed to pass the ball, which leads to the question like basketballs can spread corona but GAA balls can't. Like, it's a bit weird.
So how often are you able to train now outside?
Since we're in like the winter months now, it gets dark around like 4 o'clock, so trainings have to be like way earlier. Like, it's a lot harder to train because one, like, we all have to have like a basketball each, can't pass the ball.
We used to be training one day during the week and then say a match on the weekend, but now we can only train possibly only an hour due to the weather. Like, just thinking, hoping that the league will start back up, but then who's to say it will be shut down again? Like, and then you're like, do I still keep playing? Do I still get better? Like what is there a point of even practicing anymore? Like, and that's when, like, you might see a downturn in, say, attendance, and then, like, it could possibly lead to, say, basketball just slowly, the interest just goes down across all players of all ages.
Oh, that's understandable, but keep it up if you can, everyone out there. Alex and Dean Kiernan, teenage basketball players there, ending that report from Dalla Kilroy.